I'm here with Charles Ashby, a reporter for the Grand Junction Sentinel, Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, and Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain. This is an annual event, so we're used to hearing legislative leaders preview the session. Sometimes it's some new faces. We do have two new minority leaders this session. What stood out to you this year? Patrick, we'll start with you.
The partisan divides of the past year have not been lost on anyone, even Governor Hickenlooper. Congressional redistricting, Democrats won. There's been legislative reapportionment, Democrats won, both in ways that really frustrated Republicans. And they've been at each other's throats since budget negotiations last year. Even though the leaders say that they're able to put those fights behind them, there is obviously going to be some residual effect in how well they cooperate this year.
We heard from Speaker McNulty, Frank McNulty. I mean, one of the last questions was about those maps, and he gets his dander up very quickly about it. You know it's not going to go away, you know, especially when we've got so many House members who are on both sides of the aisle who are going to be running against each other or at least in each other's districts now. You know it's going to come up, especially when you realize they only have 33 votes, which is a bare majority there. So how are they going to keep those votes together when they have some really important issues that come forward? And it's going to lead to some very vicious battles, I think.
We didn't hear a lot of concrete ideas about big policy goals, especially coming from the governor. Joe?
And that's nothing new for this governor. He came into last year and didn't have a big long list of bills that he wanted to pass. It just wasn't his governing style. We haven't heard anything yet from him this year, and we're less than a month before the session starts. The legislative leaders as well, they will have a list of a dozen or so bills, but they're not big world-changing bills because to change the world, you need money, and Colorado doesn't have it right now.
It was interesting because last year they did talk about a lot of bipartisanship and working on congressional and state house redistricting. Obviously, that fell apart, but it was an off election year. So it seems like if we were going to have more bipartisanship, last session would have been the session for it to happen.
They talk about bipartisanship at the beginning of every session. This is going to be my 16th one, and they always say the same thing, and it's always gone the next day. What we heard was nothing more than election year legislating. The Democrats are talking about what their issue is going to be on the campaign trail. It's like we're out there creating jobs, and the Republicans are going to be out there saying we got government out of the way. And that's the basis of the bills that they say they're going to introduce, but they're not necessarily going to pass, and they don't think that necessarily they're going to pass. I don't even think they care if they pass. They just care that they fought the good fight, and then come election time, then they can go back and say, yeah, well, we did what we could, but the other side, you know, got in our way, and this is the way it works. That's election year politics.
I can't stress the redistricting stuff enough. That this is just my seventh session, but in my experience, there is no issue or no topic that really gets legislators' blood boiling than something that deals with them directly. If you're talking about how much money they can collect in campaign contributions, or especially when you're talking about ending people's careers because you draw them together into districts. Just in my experience, that elicits more passion than any other public policy issue because they take it personally. They have to. It affects them personally.
Funny how it always comes down to them, though, right, Joe?
You know, that is human nature, and I think it would be hard to look at your colleagues if you do blame them for maybe ending your career.
They talked about how we can put these things behind us, and that goes for parties on both sides of the aisle. And then they promptly, at least in the case of Republicans, turned around and said, so we intend to introduce legislation that will change the way we do redistricting and reapportionment. So obviously this is not at the back of their mind, it's the forefront of their mind.
And just really quickly, what should we be focused on regarding Governor Hickenlooper? It's his second session. What are we going to see out of him? What do you think lawmakers are expecting?
We've got no sense of that. We have no idea. Because it's election year and it's a big political year and the two sides are going to be fighting, the governor has a history of staying out of that. So we may see hardly anything out of him from this next session. And we've had more active governors in the last 16 years that we didn't see that much sometimes during the legislative session. And we had more things to do and more things actually got done. My sense is we won't see much of them. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
He's not going to have to make the hard decision. Most likely, he's not going to have to make a veto decision on in-state tuition for immigrants. He's not going to have to make a decision on civil unions. These are things that in a divided legislature don't land on a governor's desk. A year from now, when we see the chickens come home to roost from reapportionment, could be a very different story if Democrats win back the House.
Okay, thanks. That was Patrick Malone with the Pueblo Chieftain, Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald, and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Sentinel, and we'll be visiting with each other frequently during the session. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.